either reserve. You're listening to Leaders.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected Ulama Ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, it is only the favor, grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that such a large gathering of reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah have been gathered underneath this roof of tent material. This achievement is not possible for any human being. No insan has this ability. People from different backgrounds, different temperaments, different races, different nationalities, different languages, the hard ground, dust blowing around them, having gathered together under one tent, with one concern, with one cry, this is only something that is indicative of the power of Allah and the blessing of Allah. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. To make Allah's shukr for this is wajib. So many different people have gathered. Many of us don't know the names of one another. We don't know the backgrounds of one another. definitely many, many more times than the number of people are the malaika of Allah, are the pure and celestial creation of Allah. 24 hours of every day and night, they do not eat, they do not drink, they do not sleep. They are perpetually engaged in the tasbih of Allah. Many, many more times than the number of insan are Allah's angels which have attended this gathering, stacking up one above the other till the earth right up till the heavens is filled with the malaika of Allah.
وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah says we made you into pairs. Diversification of creation. Such diversity from one cell. Allah is showing. Look around you, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُفْسِرُونَ. Look within yourself, you will see the greatness of Allah. No two appearances the same. No two colors the same. No two eyes the same. No two nose the same. No two ears the same. No two temperaments the same. No two characters the same. Diversity of creation. Such diversity. It is said the fingertip. On each fingertip there are 100 ridges. Not by chance. If that fingertip is cut off and grows again, it will grow exactly as it was. Same 100 ridges. If it is burnt off, again same 100 ridges. Each insan, 10 fingers, just one finger, fingertip, 100 ridges. Those on the outside are straight, those in the center are circular. Don't look at your fingers now, just take my word for it. To find two human beings, to find two human beings, where just two of the 100 are the same, you need to examine 16 people. To find two human beings where 3 out of the 100 ridges are the same, you need to examine 64 people. And to find two human beings where all 100 are the same, you will need to examine the entire human population that lives on the earth for the next 4 billion years. And that is just 1 of 10 fingers. Fafirru ila Allah. This is the wazifa of this ummah. This is the job of this ummah. This is the day and the night of this ummah. To link one person to Allah. To tell them who is Allah. Introduce them to the greatness of Allah. The qudrat of Allah. The power of Allah. That the giver is Allah. The taker is Allah. The maker is Allah. The breaker is Allah. Day belongs to Allah. Night belongs to Allah. Health belongs to Allah. Sickness belongs to Allah. Life belongs to Allah. Death belongs to Allah. Advancement belongs to Allah. Decline belongs to Allah. Health belongs to Allah. Sickness belongs to Allah. Success belongs to Allah. Failure belongs to Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. He is the ilah of the heavens. He is the ilah of this earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs to Allah. It is subject to the decree of Allah. اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّبْعَ سَمَاوَاتِ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنْ. Allah has created the 7 heavens and the 7 earths. يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنْ. It is Allah's amr. It is Allah's decree that is controlling everything in the heavens and in the earth. Mudabbir is Allah. The arranger is Allah. The decreer is Allah. Mudabbir bila mu'in. Mudabbir bila mushir. Mudabbir bila wazir. Allah is the arranger. There is no partner with Allah. There is no assistant with Allah. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. Habib Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he praises Allah, anta ahakku man dhukir wa ahakku man ubid wa ansaru man ibtughi wa arafu man malak wa ajwadu man su'il wa awsa'u man a'ta. Worthy of remembrance is only you, O Allah. Worthy of worship is only you, O Allah. Help is only from you, O my Allah. Generosity is only from you, O my Allah. Al-Malik la sharika lak wal-fard la nidda lak. You are the king. There is no partner with you. You are alone. There is no equal with you. Al-Ali, la samiya lahu. Al-Ghani, la zahira lahu. Allah is above, nothing equal to Allah. Allah is independent, there is no assistant with Allah. He is ahad, alone, samad, totally independent. La yasta'inu bi shay. Allah does not take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay. Allah is not in need of anything. La yakhfa alayhi shay. Nothing is concealed from Allah. La yanfa'uhu shay. Nothing benefits Allah. La yadurruhu shay. Nothing harms Allah. Alone. Hayyun qayyumun. Lam yazal hayyun qayyuma. Living, controller of everything. Rabb al-Mashriq wal-Maghrib, la ilaha illa hu. Rabb of the East, Rabb of the West, it is only one Allah. Rabb al-Mashariq wa Rabb al-Maghrib, Rabb al-Samawati al-Sab'a wa Rabb al-Arsh al-Azim, Rabb al-Mashriqain, Rabb al-Maghribain, East, West, North, South, below, above. Heaven, seven earths, aynama tuwallu, fathamma wajhullah, turn in any direction and it is only Allah. Only Allah. The dua is only Allah. Allahu alladhi, la ilaha illa hu. Again and again Allah says, Hu Allahu alladhi, la ilaha illa hu. Rabbul mashriq wal maghrib, la ilaha illa hu. Hu Allahu alladhi, la ilaha illa hu. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada, huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Hu Allahu alladhi, la ilaha illa hu. Al-Malik, al-Quddus, السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق الباري المصور الغفار الوهاب الرزاق ذو القوة المتين النافع الضار الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن السميع العليم البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير giver Allah taker Allah one who raises up Allah the one who brings down Allah benefiter Allah harmer Allah controller Allah seer Allah looker Allah controller Allah giver of life Allah giver of death Allah, in the heavens, in the earth, no one can benefit you but Allah. No one can harm you but Allah. No one can raise you up but Allah. No one can bring you down but Allah. No one can give you honor but Allah. No one can give you life but Allah. No one is giving you to eat but Allah. No one is enabling you to swallow that food besides Allah. No one is causing you to digest that food and acquire energy from it besides Allah. No one is bringing day besides Allah. No one brings night besides Allah. War cannot take place without Allah's permission. Peace cannot be found without the permission of Allah. Love cannot be found without the permission of Allah. Enmity and hatred cannot be found without the permission of Allah. Bombs cannot explode without the permission of Allah. Economies cannot prosper without the permission of Allah. Economies cannot fall down without the permission of Allah. The currency cannot fluctuate without the permission of Allah. Day cannot come without the permission of Allah. Night cannot come without the permission of Allah. The sun cannot rise without the permission of Allah. The sun cannot set without the permission of Allah. Nightfall cannot come without the permission of Allah. The moon cannot wax and wane without the permission of Allah. Rain cannot come without the permission of Allah. Hail cannot come without the permission of Allah. Hurricane or tornado cannot come without the permission of Allah. No crop can grow without the permission of Allah. No business can flourish without the permission of Allah. No tree can come out of the ground without the permission of Allah. No tree can bear branches without the permission of Allah. No branch can bear leaves without the permission of Allah. No leaf can bear fruit without the permission of Allah. No fruit can ripen without the permission of Allah. No fruit can get sweetness without the permission of Allah. Allah is alone. Allah is the doer. Allah is the giver. Allah is the taker. This entire heaven and this entire earth is in sujood in front of Allah. Is in the tasbih of Allah. Tusabbihu lahu samawatu sab' wal ard وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا قَدْ عَلِمْ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَ Everything is in tasbih of Allah. أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Why don't you see that the seven heavens and the seven earths is in the tasbih of Allah, is glorifying Allah, is praising Allah. أَكْبَرْ مِنْ كُلِّ كَبِيرْ أَقْوَى مِنْ كُلِّ قَوِي أَعْظَمْ مِنْ كُلِّ عَظِيمْ أَجَلْ مِنْ كُلِّ جَلِيلْ More powerful than all those with power. More mighty than all those with might. Greater than all those with greatness. More glorified than anybody with glory. Allah اکبر ہے اکبر، تو کہو اکبر تو بھی اکبر، تو نہ کہو اکبر تو بھی اکبر، وہ اتنا اکبر ہے کہ اس کی کبریائی کی کوئی حد نہیں، ہم اتنا چھوٹے ہیں کہ ہماری چھوٹائی کی کوئی حد نہیں، وہ اتنا عظیم ہے کہ اس کی عظمت کی کوئی حد نہیں، ہم اتنا حقیر ہے کہ ہماری حقارت کی کوئی حد نہیں، وہ اتنا علیم ہے کہ اس کے علم کی کوئی حد نہیں، ہم اتنا جاہل ہے کہ ہماری جہالت کی کوئی حد نہیں، وہ اتنا کریم ہے کہ اس کی سخاوت کی کوئی حد نہیں، ہم اتنا بخیل ہے کہ ہمارے بخل کی کوئی حد نہیں۔ اطلبنی تجدنی، اللہ سے سرچ فور می، سرچ فور می، سرچ فور یور اللہ، اینڈ ویئر ول اللہ بی فاؤنڈ۔
وی ڈونٹ نو ون انادر، وی ڈونٹ نو دا نیمز آف ون انادر، بٹ ڈیفینیٹلی واللہ، اللہ نوز دا نیم آف ایچ ون دیٹ از ہیئر، اللہ نوز ہز بیک گراؤنڈ، اللہ نوز وٹ سیکریفائس ہیز براٹ ہیم ہیئر، اللہ نوز وٹ از دا کرائی ان ہز ہارٹ، اللہ نوز ہز اینسیسٹری اینڈ ہز لینیج، اینڈ اللہ's قسم، اللہ از ٹیکنگ دا نیم آف ایچ ون دیٹ از ہیئر ان فرنٹ آف ہز ملائکا، اینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ از بوسٹنگ، اینڈ اللہ از ہیپی، اینڈ اللہ از پراؤڈ ود ایچ ون دیٹ از سٹنگ ہیئر۔ This is only Allah's favor. This is only Allah's grace that in this age of deviation, that in this age of darkness, that in this age of immorality, that in this age where every command of Allah is being broken, that in this age when even iman is being sold for a cup of tea, in this age of irtidad and deviation, for such a gathering to be brought together on the nisbat, on the concern for the deen of Allah, we cannot possibly sufficiently express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is important, my respected brothers, is for us to understand why have we gathered. What is the purpose? What is the object of this gathering? We have gathered in order to remind ourselves and in order to refresh within ourselves a forgotten lesson. Sometimes an accident takes place.
Sometimes the person receives a knock on his head, some concussion occurs.
Takes place. The doctors know more about this. As a result of this, a person loses his memory. He forgets where he is. He forgets his whereabouts. He forgets his background. The love of dunya and the attraction of dunya and the enticement and the embellishments of this world and material pursuits have in effect collided with our minds and collided with our hearts in such a manner as to make us forget who we are, what our purpose is, and why Allah has sent us. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, the apparent things of this world they know. That which is in front of them, that which is tangible, that which is credible, that which they can see, they are making effort upon that. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But of their akhirat, of their object, of why Allah has sent them, they are ghafil, they are negligent, they have forgotten. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. This world has been created for you, and you have been created for the akhirat. يبن آدم خلقت الأشياء لأجلك وخلقتك لأجلي فلا تشتغل بما هو لك عمن أنت له. Allah calls out, O Ibn Adam, O insan, I have created things for you and I have created you for me. This world was created for you, but you were not created for this world. You were created for akhirat. You were created for Allah. فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكْ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ لَهُ. Do not let the pursuit And do not let the desire and the effort of that which is already yours, that which has already been decreed for you, that which was in fact created for you, do not let this become an obstacle. Do not let this hamper you and come in front of you and hinder you from that which you were created for. What is that lesson which this ummah has forgotten today? This is not an ordinary ummah. Allah Himself says in the Quran, "Huwajtabakum." Allah chose you. Allah selected you. This is a special ummah. What does this mean? The souls of the entire humanity, from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come, were in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from these souls, Allah handpicked and Allah chose this one for the ummah of my beloved. This one for the ummah of my beloved. This one for the ummah of my beloved. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like from a barrel full of apples, certain apples are selected and chosen and pulled out. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. There is no comparison or parable or example with Allah. This is just for our understanding. Allah chose and selected each one to be in the ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, to be in his ummah. That ummah which was given the greatest Nabi, that ummah which was given the greatest Kitab, that ummah which came last and will enter into Jannat first, that ummah which will have the shortest lifespan, yet will be the first to be given entry into paradise, that ummah whose position and status is such, 120 safs in Jannat, 80, two-thirds of the safs of Jannat will comprise of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For what were they chosen? For what were they selected? Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Allah ta'ala says, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Allah selected and Allah chose for nubuwat Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. The word ijtaba is used in the Quran for the selection of Anbiya. The same tense, huwajtabakum. Allah chose this ummah. The same tense is used for the selection of this ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was their task? This ummah has come on such a great nisbat, has come on such a great position. The ummah of the leader of Anbiya, the ummah of the Quran, the ummah that was selected for work of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. How can involvement in the material things of this world, how can a person ever be proud or arrogant that I am a ruler of a country, or I am an industrialist, or I am a leader of some commercial venture, or I own so many wholesales or cash and carry? What comparison can there be when compared to the nisbat and link for which this ummah was selected and chosen? 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. What they strove for, what they gave their lives for, what they were slaughtered for, what they were persecuted for, what their bodies were cut into half for that same nisbat and that same task. Each ummati of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was selected and chosen by Allah long before the existence of this ummat. Allah ta'ala addresses Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad ala al-umami kulliha wa sanantu alayhimu sunan allati sanantuha ala al-anbiya wa iftarattu alayhimu al-fara'id allati iftarattuha ala al-anbiya. O Dawood, I have given virtue, I have given rank, I have given superiority, I have given honor to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over every other ummah. I made sunnat upon them, the sunnat of anbiya. I made farz upon them, the fariza of anbiya. No other ummah had this, that the maqsad of anbiya was made their maqsad, the sunnat of anbiya was made their sunnat. If they will fulfill this, hatta ya'tuni يوم القيامة ونورهم مثل نور الأنبياء. O Dawood, if they will carry out this task, they will come to me and they will meet me on the day of judgment, and I will give them noor like the noor of the Anbiya. No other ummat, listen, Mu'az bin Jabal, listen what he is saying to the people of Yemen. Ya Ahlal Yemen, Ya Ahlal Yemen, Ana Rasulu, Rasulillahi ilaykum. O the people of Yemen, listen, I am the Safir, I am the representative, I am the Rasul of the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent to you. He enunciated, he spoke verbally and expressed the responsibility of each ummati, like he was an ummati, you and I are an ummati of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like his success and like his honor and like his dignity was in becoming the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you and I, rich, poor, unlettered, illiterate, educated, male, female, of whichever walk of life, the success, dignity and honor of every ummati lies in this. Like Sahaba became the messengers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each ummati has to become the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has to become the representative of Allah on this earth. Rib'i bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah fill this sahabi's qabr with noor. The pages of history, the annals of history have recorded down to the last detail those words which he spoke openly in the court of Rustam, so that till Qiyamah that expression of this Sahabi can be an open testimony that no ummati after him, no follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam after him can ever have an excuse that I did not know what my task was, I did not know what my work was, I did not know why Allah sent me, I did not know why I was given fazilat and rank over every other ummat, with a broken sword, dragging it alone, flanked on either side by the sentries of Rustam, his broken sword renting the rich carpet of Rustam into two pieces, pulling his donkey singularly alone. He walks right up to Rustam, the ruler of the superpower of the time, and he says to him, Ma ji'na ilaykum, O Rustam, we did not come to you. It was not of our desires that we left our homes. It was not of our desires that we left Makkah and Medina. It was not of our desires that we did not make farming or agriculture or business or building big homes the desire and the focus and the object of our life. We had no choice. Allahu ibta'athana ilaykum. Allah has sent us to you. Allah has sent this ummat. Each ummati was sent. Nahnu mab'uthun min Allah. We have been sent by Allah. For what? What is our task? What is our day? What is our night? Allahu ibta'athana ilaykum linukhrijal ibad min ibadatil ibad ila ibadati rabbil ibad wa min dhiqid dunya ila sa'atil akhirah wa min jawril adyan ila adlil islam fa arsalana bidinihi ila khalqihi linad'uhum ilay. He says, O Rustam, we haven't come. Allah has sent us to take this entire humanity out of the servitude of things, out of the servitude of man, and put them into the slavery and bondsmanship of one Allah. Make them understand that you are the slaves of Allah. You belong only to Allah. To take this entire humanity out of the tightness and the narrowness of this dunya and introduce them to the vastness of the akhirat. And to take this entire humanity out of the injustice and oppression of every way of life and introduce them to the justice and the fairness and the beauty of the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has sent us. فَأَرْسَلَنَا بِدِينِهِ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ لِنَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. This Sahabi, history bears witness, he says, we have been sent. Allah sent us with his deen to his entire creation. For what? لِنَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. To give this entire humanity da'wat towards the deen of Allah. This ummat has forgotten its wazifa. This ummat has forgotten its object. The pages of the Quran, the lives of Sahaba, the annals of history, the books of the seerah, of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are an open shahid, are an open witness that are calling out to this ummah. This is not an ummah that was sent to make effort on this dunya. The dunya came at the feet of this ummah. This is not an ummah that was sent for rulership and kingdom. Rulership and kingdom, by the way, was thrown at the feet of this ummah. This is not an ummah that was sent to build its homes in this world. The homes of this ummah are in Jannat. This is an ummah that regards this world as a passing phase. كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ السَّبِيلِ. You are a traveler, you are a wayfarer in this world. This dunya is not your object. What good is that wealth after which there will be poverty? What good is that life after which there will be death? What good is that health which is followed by sickness? What good is that youth which is followed by old age? What good are those beautiful homes which one day will become ruins? كُلُّ بَيْتٍ وَإِنْ طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهَا يَوْمًا سَتُدْرِكُهُ النَّكْبَاعُ وَالْحُرَبُ. Every home, every palace, it is shining today. That day will come when it will become a decrepit ruin. That day will come when frogs and insects and spiders will make their homes in those palatial, they will make their homes in the ruins of it. Look at the examples in front of us. Where are the rulers of yesterday? Where are the empires of today, of yesterday? All that remains are their ruins. Where are those great kings that said that I am somebody, I am ruling, I am this, I am that? Their bodies have gone into the ground and have been scattered and eaten up by the insects of the earth. Those insects have been eaten up by other insects, and then those insects have been eaten up by other insects. This humanity has forgotten its lesson. This ummah has forgotten its purpose. This ummah has forgotten its object, has forgotten its goal. It is chasing a lie. It is chasing a deception. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, one after the other, outline for this ummah the wazifa of this ummah. The medan, the field is open. Humanity has gone astray. Millions are chasing a lie. Millions are chasing a deception. Our work is in front of us. We have come here, we have gathered here to relearn our forgotten lesson, that our day and our night, we have to, like the people of the past, like the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, went from place to place, town to town, village to village, locality to locality. Each one understood, my life belongs to Allah, my wealth belongs to Allah, my possessions belong to Allah, every breath of air for my Allah, every step for my Allah, every word for my Allah, every action for my Allah, my death for my Allah, my life for my Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, only for my Allah. Each excuse, open up the annals of history. Each excuse they broke down as their blood was spilt in this way, as their sweat was poured in this way, as their homes were broken in this way, as their lives were given in this way. Each excuse they broke down. No excuse remains. My wife is alone. My business is suffering. My shop is too small. My children are young. Whatever excuse there was, through their qurbani and through their graves and through their sacrifice, each excuse was broken. So that this ummah, when he looks at this, this ummati of 14th century of Islam, can be left in no doubt as to what his wazifa is, as to what his object is, as to what his purpose is, that he has to call this entire humanity, first call himself and then call this entire humanity to Allah. We can see the signs of the anger of Allah around us. With our sins, we have angered Allah. With forgetting our object and chasing after that which is trivial, we have angered Allah. The time has come. We have to tire yourself in the way of Allah. Tajatuba ilaykum. Allah has put himself forward. Allah has already is my decision to forgive, you, to accept you back. We have to go back to Allah. The field is open. Say to this entire humanity, Fafirru ilallah. Fafirru ilallah. Run to your Allah. Run to your Allah. Your Allah is waiting for you. Abdi utulubani tajidani in wajatani wajatta kulla shay. Oh my slave, search for me. Allah says, search for me, look for me, tire yourself in the way of Allah. Tajidani, you will find me. In wajatani wajatta kulla shay. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. Such a king whose rulership will never be opposed. Such a king, there is no comparison with him. He is alone. Awwal layli wal ard illa fi kitabim mubin. In the shay, zahir laysa fawqahu shay, batin laysa dunahu shay. He is the first, before him there is nothing. He is the last, after him there is nothing. He is all powerful, above him there is nothing. He is concealed, from him there is nothing. أول فله الخلق والأمر. He is the first. Creation belongs to him. Decree belongs to him. آخر فإليه الرجوع والمحشر. He is the last. Everything will return to him. Resurrection belongs to him. ظاهر فله الحكم والقهر. حكومت belongs to him. قهر and غلبة and rulership belongs to him. باطن فيعلم السر والجهر. He is hidden, but he knows all the hidden. Nothing is secret. Nothing is concealed from him. وما من غائبة في السماء والأرض illa fi kitabim mubin. In the heavens and in the earth, nothing is concealed except that it is in a clear cut book. Wa indahu mafatihul ghaib la ya'lamuha illa hu wa ya'lamu ma fil barri wal bahr wa ma tasqutu min waraqatin illa ya'lamuha wa la habatin fi dhulumatil ard wa la radbin wa la yabisin illa fi kitabim mubin. To Allah belongs the keys to the unseen. No one knows of this except Allah. Everything in the land, everything in the seas is in the knowledge of Allah. On the entire face of the entire earth, not a single leaf falls from a single tree except that it is in the knowledge of Allah. There is not a grain in the depths of the or the darkness of the earth. There is not a green thing. There is not a fresh thing. There is not a dry thing. There is not a withered thing. Illa fi kitabim mubin. Except that it is in a clear cut book in the knowledge of one Allah. Everything around us is a testimony to the greatness of Allah, is an invitation to Allah. Call out to your Allah. See the greatness of your Allah. See the majesty of your Allah. Understand the ihsanat, the favors, the bounties of your Allah upon you. Alam naj'alil arda mihada wal jibala awtada wa khalaqnakum azwaja waj'alna nawmakum subata waj'alna al-layla liba waj'alna an-nahara ma'asha wa banayna fawqakum sab'an shidada waj'alna siraja wa haja zalna min al-mu'sirat ma'an thajjaja linukhrija bihi habba wa nabata. Allah says, look around you, anyone else that has made this earth a cradle for you? Is there anyone else that has this earth out for you? Is there anyone else that has placed the mountains on this earth to keep it stable so that you are not off from it? Is there anyone else than us that is bringing night for you to rest in? Is there anyone else that is bringing day for you to earn your livelihood in? Is there anyone else that is causing the rain waters to fall from the heavens? Wanzalna, Allah says, is there anyone else that has raised up the sky for you? Hal tara min futur? Can you see any gaps? Can you see any cleavages? Rafa'a as-samawati bighayri amadin tarawnaha. Allah raised up the heavens without any pillars. Can you see any pillars? What is supporting it? This tent cannot stand without the supports. How is that sky standing? وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. Allah says, we made it a protective cover, a protective roof upon you for the sake of this insan, to protect him. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ. The clouds belong to Allah, hanging suspended between the heavens and the earth. Cumulonimbus is the name of one rain cloud. One rain cloud, it is said to contain 300 million tons of water. 300 million tons of water suspended. The entire Niagara Falls flowing passing over your rooftop while you are sleeping in ease. أَلَمْ تَرَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ. The rainwaters, you have taken it for granted. Allah says, why don't you look how Allah Ta'ala moves the clouds, and then He gathers them together, and then from in between them, through the Qudrat and the power of Allah, that rainwater falls. Not an ordinary thing. Normal rain cloud, lowest one, it is said, is 1200 meters above the earth. If an object the size of a rain droplet had to be thrown from 1200 meters above the earth, by the time it strikes the earth, it will be traveling at the speed of 558 kilometers an hour. Like bricks falling down on your head. Yet, even in that, Allah is showing His rububiyat. That Allah has made that rain droplet in such a way that because of friction with it and the atmosphere, by the time that rain droplet reaches the ground, instead of 558 kilometers an hour, it is traveling at just 8 to 10 kilometers an hour. 16 million tons of water every second from this earth evaporates into the atmosphere, and from the atmosphere, 16 million tons of water every second is replaced on this earth. That water goes into the mouth of the cow, it becomes milk. It goes into the mouth of the deer, it becomes musk. It goes into the mouth of the bee, it becomes honey. It goes into the mouth of the silkworm, it becomes silk. It goes into the mouth of insan, his thirst is quenched. It goes into the mouth of the snake, it becomes poison. Same water. Rububiyat of Allah. One water, no taste, no color, no smell. One sand, no taste, no color. No taste, no smell. One fertilizer, no taste. Seed is placed into it. And Allah from above His arsh makes the mango sweet, makes it orange, makes the watermelon red, makes the karela bitter, makes the carrot sweet. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. Allah says, can anyone else do this? Are you causing that to grow? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Why don't you look at the crops that are being cultivated? Are you cultivating them? Are you causing them to grow? إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى. It is Allah that splits that seed. It is Allah that causes it to germinate. It is Allah that causes that crops to come forth. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. O insan, you have nothing in your control. أَإِلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Allah is asking, is there any other ilah besides your Allah? Is there any other ilah besides your Allah? أَإِلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ. Allah complains, what has happened to this insan? أَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ أَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ أَنَّا يُصْرَفُونَ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ. تَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَذَكَّرُونَ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Where are you going? Whom have you turned to? Why have you gone astray? Why have you forgotten your Allah? Is someone else sustaining you? Is someone else nourishing you? Is someone else providing for you? Is someone else protecting you? Allah asks, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. In my knowledge, there is no one else equal to me. Tell me, O insan, do you know someone who is equal to me? Do you know something that I don't know, na'udhu billah? Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, what has put you into a deception about your Allah who is kareem? Who is generous? Who is waiting for you? Alladhi khalaqak fasawwak fa'adalak fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. Who created you? Who fashioned you? Who perfected you? What has brought about this arrogance? What has brought about this rejection? As bin Wail comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In his hands are the decrepit remains of somebody's skeleton is in his hands that has already been eaten up.
He takes these decrepit remains and he flings it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, atazumu anna rabbaka yuhyi hadhihi wa hiya ramim? Arrogance of insan. He says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you claiming? Many places in the Quran Allah mentions, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابُ وَعِظَامًا إِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. They asked, because they hadn't appreciated who is Allah, that when we die and when we become sand, are we going to be resurrected again? Are you claiming that Allah will once again give life to these decrepit remains after it has decayed like this? Allah sent Jibreel, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنْتُم مِّنْهُ تُوقِدُونَ أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَى أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَى وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah says, why doesn't this insan look? Doesn't he realize? أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. How we created him. Where did he come from? He's surprised that these skeletons will be resurrected. Where did he come from that today he is arguing? وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا. He's putting forward parables and examples. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقًا. He has forgotten his own creation. What does he say? May يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Who is going to give life to bones when it has decayed like this? Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. That Allah who created it the first time will resurrect it again. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. And he has complete knowledge of his creation. One cow gets slaughtered in the abattoir here in Durban today. That cow's meat is cut up. It is distributed. It goes into 500 different homes. It becomes part of the liver of somebody. Becomes part of the toes of someone else. Becomes part of the hands of someone else. Becomes part of the feet of someone else. Then some of them decide, economy is bad. Too much violence. We're not safe here. Let's migrate. As if the Allah somewhere else is different from the Allah that is here. So someone goes away to London, someone goes away to America, someone goes away to Australia. Like this, the flesh of that cow is scattered and distributed into millions and millions and millions of pieces throughout the universe. The skin of that cow became the handbag of some lady, became the shoes of another lady, became the belt of someone else. Those shoes which we had few years ago, we ourselves today don't know where our own shoes are. And then these people, 500 people went throughout the earth. They passed away somewhere. They went into the ground. Their bodies were eaten up by the insects of the grave. Those insects were eaten up by other insects. And then those insects were eaten up by other insects. Till this one cow, which was slaughtered on a certain day in Durban, is now scattered into millions and billions of fragments throughout the entire earth. يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ. Allah says, on that day, we will wrap up the heavens like a writer wraps up his scrolls. كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ. As we created you the first time. On one amrekun from Allah, on one order from Allah, on one amr be, the millions and billions of tiny fragments of this cow that have been scattered throughout the entire earth, in a split second will come together and that cow will be resurrected in its original form. Wa'dan alayna, this is the promise of Allah. Inna kunna fa'ilin. Allah says, we will do this.
Have you forgotten where you came from? هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. O insan, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. When your dhikr wasn't made. No one spoke about you. You didn't exist. إنا خلقنا الإنسان. Allah says, we created you. From what? من نطفة أمشاج. From a mingling of sperms. Somewhere Allah says, mimma in dafiq, from a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, mimma in maheen, from a drop of worthless fluid. Somewhere Allah says, min sulalatin min teen, from an extract of clay. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. Then he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage of creation. What at one time was insignificance. In fact, if we look in Quran, when Quran speaks of the inception of man, where he came from, one message comes across, that of insignificance. Ma in dafiq, ma in maheen, sulalatin min teen, nutfatun amshaj, worthless, useless. Yazid bin Abi Muhallaf, rahmatullah alayhi, was a pious person. One day he's sitting by the roadside, people are going past. They are greeting him with izzat. Hazrat, salam alaikum, how are you, Hazrat? One person walked by him and ignored him. This irritated him. He rebuked that person. Why didn't you greet me like the others? Don't you realize who I am? This person told him, ana a'rafu minka bidhatik. I know you better than you know yourself. I have recognized you better than you recognize yourself. He says, what do you mean? أولك نطفة عبرة وآخرك جيفة ميتة وبينهما تحمل القذرة. He says, your beginning was a worthless drop of sperm. Your ending will be a dead corpse. And in between you are a vessel that transports impurities. When he hears this, he says, definitely you have recognized me better than all these people. Insignificant. Ulama explain, when Quran speaks of the inception of man, the message of insignificant comes across. And when the end product is spoken about, then لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah says, we have created insan in the best of forms. The paragon of Allah's creation, the highest form of Allah's creation, خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. Fashioned by Allah, perfected by Allah. They say, what is the hikmat of this? So that when insan ponders over his inception, he realizes how insignificant he is. And when he ponders over what he becomes, he understands the qudrat of Allah, who from insignificance produced the paragon of his creation. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Ponder, reflect, realize the qudrat of Allah. The simplest experiment scientists want to carry out has to be carried out in a laboratory, in a controlled and in a closed environment. The greatest of Allah's creation is fashioned to perfection, not in a laboratory, not in a controlled environment. Allah Ta'ala says, we created you in the wombs of your mothers, stage upon stage of creation, fi dhulumatin thalath, in three layers of darkness. Darkness of the womb, darkness of the placenta, darkness of the stomach. يَبْنَ آدَمْ جَعَلْتُ لَكَ قَرَارًا فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكْ فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. O Ibn Adam, I gave you a place of rest and shelter in the womb of your mothers. Then the apportioning of Allah began. فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. Allah is the best of apportioners. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Allah says, the treasures of everything are with one Allah alone. Allah sends it down according to that measure which Allah wants. غَشَيْتُكَ فِي غِشَاءٍ لِأَلَّا تَفْضَعْ مِنْ ظُلْمَةِ الرَّحِيمِ. I covered you in a cloth so that the darkness of the womb does not frighten you. حَوَّلْتُ وَجْهَكَ إِلَى ظَهْرِهَا. مُتَّكًا عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَمُتَّكًا عَنْ يَسَارِكَ. أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَمِينِكَ فَالطِّحَالُ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَسَارِكَ فَالْكَبِدُ. I gave you a pillow to rest on your right side and a pillow on your left side. The pillow on the right side was the spleen. The pillow on the left side was the liver. عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ. You couldn't possibly stand for 9 months. I taught you to sit in the womb of your mothers, sit on water. فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Does anyone else have this qudrat? Does anyone else have this power? فَلَمَّا أَنْتَمَّتْ مُدَّةُ أَشْهُرِكَ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْمَلَكِ الْمُوَكَّلِ بِالْأَرْحَامِ فَأَخْرَجَكَ عَلَى رِيشَةٍ مِّن جَنَاحِهِ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ. 9 months had passed. The period of development had passed. The period of the development of this amanat and trust had passed. Now this amanat had to come into this dunya. The child is large. The fetus is large. The passage is small. Allah says, we send wahi to the angel that was deputed to guard over the womb. فَأَخْرَجَكَ عَلَى رِيشَةٍ مِّن جَنَاحِهِ. This angel spread out its wing and the passage of this child into the world was made easy. The bones of the skull are hard. It has to be to protect the brain, which is the center of the intelligence of the human being. However, if the bones of the skull of the unborn baby was hard, then as it is forced into the world, it will crack and damage the brain of that child. That is why the unborn child, the bones are not hard. It is soft so that it meshes into one another. It only becomes hard after the child is born. فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِ. Does anyone else have this qudrat? أَإِلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there another ilah with your Allah? How ungrateful this insan is. What is the extent of your arrogance? That is why Allah says, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ. May this insan be destroyed. مَا أَكْفَرَ. How ungrateful he is. مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. To make him understand his ingratitude, Allah asked the question, from what was he created? مِنْ نُطْفَ. Allah answers himself, from a drop of sperm. And he has arrogance. خَلَقَ فَقَدَّرَ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَ ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَقْبَرَ ثُمَّ إِذَا شَاءَ أَنْشَرَ. Allah says, Allah created it, Allah fashioned it, Allah apportioned it. That drop of sperm, one cell. It is said the cell is so small that you need a microscope to see it. It can't be seen by the naked eye. Inside the cell, 1 millionth the size of the cell. In simple language for us to understand, 1 millimeter, if it is divided into 1,000 parts, 1,000th of a millimeter is the size of the DNA in the cell. And that DNA is made up of 3.5 billion characteristics. 3.5 billion nucleotides. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Allah asks, were you created out of nothing just like that? Are we not your creators? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. Why don't you look at the drop of sperm that comes from you? أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Did you create it or did we create it? What do you know of it? It is said the wisdom contained in one cell is more than the accumulated knowledge of the entire human race. That DNA, 3.5 billion nucleotides, if it had to be opened up, and its information recorded, you would need 900 encyclopedias, each one 500 pages long. In 9 months, what at one time was one cell, is brought forth
as the paragon of Allah's creation, 100 million times heavier, 6 billion times bigger, insan, who is a composition of 100 trillion cells. Fatabarakallah, ahsanul khaliqeen, blessed is Allah, who is the best of creators. It is said if the DNA of all 100 trillion cells are to be taken out, it will fit in one ice cube. If it are to be opened up, it will form a distance from the earth to the heavens, from the earth to the sun and back, 400 times, 80 billion miles long is the DNA of each human being. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah says, we made you into pairs. Diversification of creation. Such diversity from one cell. Allah is showing. Look around you, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look within yourself, you will see the greatness of Allah. No two appearances the same. No two colors the same. No two eyes the same. No two nose the same. No two ears the same. No two temperaments the same. No two characters the same. Diversity of creation. Such diversity. It is said the fingertip. On each fingertip there are 100 ridges. Not by chance. If that fingertip is cut off and grows again, it will grow exactly as it was. Same 100 ridges. If it is burnt off, again same 100 ridges. Each insan, 10 fingers, just one finger, fingertip, 100 ridges. Those on the outside are straight, those in the center are circular. Don't look at your fingers now, just take my word for it. To find two human beings, where just 2 of the 100 are the same, you need to examine 16 people. To find 2 human beings where 3 out of the 100 ridges are the same, you need to examine 64 people. And to find 2 human beings where all 100 are the same, you will need to examine the entire human population that lives on the earth for the next 4 billion years. And that is just 1 of 10 fingers. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is the wazifa of this ummah. This is the job of this ummah. This is the day and the night of this ummah. To link one person to Allah. To tell them who is Allah. Introduce them to the greatness of Allah. The qudrat of Allah. The power of Allah. That the giver is Allah. The taker is Allah. The maker is Allah. The breaker is Allah. Day belongs to Allah. Night belongs to Allah. Health belongs to Allah. Sickness belongs to Allah. Life belongs to Allah. Death belongs to Allah. Advancement belongs to Allah. Decline belongs to Allah. Health belongs to Allah. Sickness belongs to Allah. Success belongs to Allah. Failure belongs to Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. He is the ilah of the heavens. He is the ilah of this earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs to Allah. It is subject to the decree of Allah. Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat wa min al-ardi mithlahun. Allah has created the 7 heavens and the 7 earths. Yatanazzalu al-amru baynahun. It is Allah's amr, it is Allah's decree that is controlling everything in the heavens and in the earth. Mudabbir is Allah. The arranger is Allah. The decreer is Allah. Mudabbir bila mu'in. Mudabbir bila mushir. Mudabbir bila wazir. Allah is the arranger. There is no partner with Allah. There is no assistant with Allah. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. Habib-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he praises Allah, anta ahakku man dhukir wa ahakku man ubid wa ansaru man ibtughi wa arafu man malak wa ajwadu man su'il wa awsa'u man a'ta. Worthy of remembrance is only you, O Allah. Worthy of worship is only you, O Allah. Help is only from you, O my Allah. Generosity is only from you, O my Allah. Al-Malik, la sharika lak. Wal-Fard, la nidda lak. You are the king. There is no partner with you. You are alone. There is no equal with you. Al-Ali, la samiya lahu. Al-Ghani, la zahira lahu. Allah is above, nothing equal to Allah. Allah is independent, there is no assistant with Allah. He is ahad, alone, samad, totally independent. La yasta'inu bi shay. Allah does not take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay. Allah is not in need of anything. La yakhfa alayhi shay. Nothing is concealed from Allah. La yanfa'uhu shay. Nothing benefits Allah. La yadurruhu shay. Nothing harms Allah. Alone. Hayyun qayyumun. Lam yazal hayyun qayyuma. Living, controller of everything. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, la ilaha illahu. Rabb of the East, Rabb of the West, it is only one Allah. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Maghrib, Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azim, Rabbul Mashriqain, Rabbul Maghribain, East, West, North, South, below, above. Heaven, seven earths, aynama tuwallu, fathamma wajhullah, turn in any direction and it is only Allah. Only Allah. The dua is only Allah. Allahu alladhi, la ilaha illahu. Again and again Allah says, Hu Allahu alladhi, la ilaha illahu, Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, la ilaha illahu, Hu Allahu alladhi, la ilaha illahu, Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, Hu Ar-Rahmanur Rahim, Hu Allahu alladhi, la ilaha illahu, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق الباري المصور الغفار الوهاب الرزاق ذو القوة المتين النافع الضار الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن السميع العليم البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير. Giver Allah, taker Allah, one who raises up Allah, the one who brings down Allah, benefiter Allah, harmer Allah, controller Allah, seer Allah, looker Allah, controller Allah, giver of life Allah, giver of death Allah, in the heavens, in the earth, no one can benefit you but Allah. No one can harm you but Allah. No one can raise you up but Allah. No one can bring you down but Allah. No one can give you honor but Allah. No one can give you life but Allah. No one is giving you to eat but Allah. No one is enabling you to swallow that food besides Allah. No one is causing you to digest that food and acquire energy from it besides Allah. No one is bringing day besides Allah. No one brings night besides Allah. War cannot take place without Allah's permission. Peace cannot be found without the permission of Allah. Love cannot be found without the permission of Allah. Enmity and hatred cannot be found without the permission of Allah. Bombs cannot explode without the permission of Allah. Economies cannot prosper without the permission of Allah. Economies cannot fall down without the permission of Allah. The currency cannot fluctuate without the permission of Allah. Day cannot come without the permission of Allah. Night cannot come without the permission of Allah. The sun cannot rise without the permission of Allah. The sun cannot set without the permission of Allah. Nightfall cannot come without the permission of Allah. The moon cannot wax and wane without the permission of Allah. Rain cannot come without the permission of Allah. Hail cannot come without the permission of Allah. Hurricane or tornado cannot come without the permission of Allah. No crop can grow without the permission of Allah. No business can flourish without the permission of Allah. No tree can come out of the ground without the permission of Allah. No tree can bear branches without the permission of Allah. No branch can bear leaves without the permission of Allah. No leaf can bear fruit without the permission of Allah. No fruit can ripen without the permission of Allah. No fruit can get sweetness without the permission of Allah. Allah is alone. Allah is the doer. Allah is the giver. Allah is the taker. This entire heaven and this entire earth is in sujood in front of Allah. Is in the tasbih of Allah. Tusabbihu lahu as-samawati as-sab' wal ard وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا قَدْ عَلِمْ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَ. Everything is in tasbih of Allah. أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Why don't you see that the seven heavens and the seven earths is in the tasbih of Allah, is glorifying Allah, is praising Allah. أكبر من كل كبير أقوى من كل قوي أعظم من كل عظيم أجل من كل جليل. more powerful than all those with power, more mighty than all those with might, greater than all those with greatness, more glorified than anybody with glory. Allah Akbar hai Akbar. Tu kaho Akbar, to bhi Akbar. Tu na kaho Akbar, to bhi Akbar. Woh itna Akbar hai ki uski kibriyai ki koi had nahi. Hum itna chote hai ki hamari chotai ki koi had nahi. Woh itna azim hai ki uski azmat ki koi had nahi. Hum itna haqir hai ki hamari haqarat ki koi had nahi. Woh itna alim hai ki uske ilm ki koi had nahi. Hum itna jahil hai ki hamari jahalat ki koi had nahi. Woh itna kareem hai ki uski sakhawat ki koi had nahi. Hum itna bakhil hai ki hamare bukhl ki koi had nahi. Utlubani tajidni. Allah says, search for me, search for me, search for your Allah. And where will Allah be found?